I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob is home recuperating from a little accident. And joining me in the studio is Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer and a beer engineer and a lot of other things he knows about beer. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Funky times in our world. Many of our craft breweries in West Michigan have shut their tap rooms or are on now.
Yeah, they're on limited hours or very, you know, kind of messed up time because with the limited capacities and everything else, it's not the old hangout place that everybody loved to go down. And even when I was working at Schmoe's, you know, everybody wanted to come down and sit with the brewer and find out what's going on.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And we're getting there, but we're not there.
We're not quite there yet.
Yep, in Michigan anyway. I went to Florida 3 weeks ago for just a brief little four-day junket down there and back, and that place is wide open. You'd go to a bar, any bar that you went to, breweries, whatever it was, you were shoulder to shoulder, no mask, everybody just talking, having a great time like it used to be here. You know. But
well, I think right now we're experiencing what I'm going to call the resurgence of the growler.
Okay, yeah.
It's time to bust out those growlers, guys. Wash them up, take them in, and maybe have one in there because you got to have the mask on, limited capacity and all that stuff. But grab a growler or two to take back and put by the grill.
Right, exactly.
You know, show the breweries you still love them by going and getting their fresh, fresh stuff and seeing what they have brand new on the chalkboard.
Right, and that's the coolest part in my mind about the microbrew industry is that they're – The complexion of their business changes weekly, not from COVID, but from the brewers that they put on the chalkboard.
Yeah, they're changing beers all the time, especially when you get into the real small places.
Right.
You know, I go out to Spring Lake out there to Old Boys.
Yep.
And the crew out there, they're shaking it up all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting different fruity beers out because, you know, there's people that like those. And then they're... Right. Big old powerful dark beers for the guys that are into those and the hop heads.
Right.
You know, they try and make something for everybody, and almost all of them have something really light and almost lawnmower-ish. You know, I've been waiting for that first neighbor to poke a lawnmower out.
Right, yeah.
And, but I grabbed a couple of growlers this week.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, I own so many growlers. And you grab a couple and you go in, and if you don't take the one from that brewery, some of them give you flack, but not so much anymore. But a lot of times it starts a story.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and drinking beer for me is all about the story.
Well, it's a very social thing.
Yeah. And you get to try something new. You have a couple of their little samples and say, all right, give me a growler of that and give me a growler of that.
Yep.
And, exactly. Oh, what the heck, I'll have a third one because the wife likes that kind of thing.
Right.
We'll try that.
Right, yep.
Now you got something to take home, and maybe the next-door neighbor's going to wander over because he's got his rake out.
Right.
And he smells the grill start.
Right, right.
You get a social environment out of it.
Right.
Stuff.
Yep, create a little grill envy in your backyard. That's what you're doing there because, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and people ask me, why do you do this? And it's because of what you just described. It's like I learn so much, I find out so many things, and when people come over, right, I can take all of that knowledge that I have and kind of put it into play. When you need to pull something out, you've always got something more in the back pocket that they haven't talked about. And it's not an ego thing. It's just more about being social and starting conversations and making people smile. And then when you pull that different variety of beer out of your beer fridge in your garage or wherever you keep it, then you try one of these. And, you know, you can kind of hype it up a little bit before
and
they
get the story about, yeah, I drove out to Spring Lake. You see that construction they got going on?
Yeah,
and whatever it is about where you're going, it makes a great thing, and especially if you're meeting a neighbor.
Right.
Maybe I don't know about your neighborhood, but we changed some people around this year.
Oh, yeah. Since I got married, all new neighborhood, right? I moved in with Lisa, and after we got married, and I'm on a cul-de-sac now. I've never lived on a cul-de-sac in my life, but man, it's a little social hub. And, you know, we got people with three young children under the age of 10 next door, and I got a retiree on the other side right? And here I am in the middle of that. And it's kind of fun. Everybody's got a little something different that they like and they want to talk about. So, you know, I just got to be careful.
Yeah, we were I'm meeting new people all the time, and then some people a couple doors over just moved in. The sold sign still in the front yard.
Yeah.
And I haven't spooked them yet with some good fumes blowing off my deck yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's coming. Just wait for the wind to blow, right? Just wait for the wind to blow. Speaking of the back deck, what I wanted to do today was talk about...
setting up the space.
Setting up the space. When I was a few years ago...
You got a new space now.
Right. I do have a new space, and I've got some things that I'm doing, and I thought I'd weave that in as we go. One of the reasons we moved to Lisa's house is there's a pool and a hot tub in the backyard, right? And
bonus.
There's a deck around. It's a wooden deck, but it's a deck around ground level, deck all the way around. Well, for whatever reason, the previous owner who put in the deck or whoever did, I don't know who it was, left a 5-foot space between the privacy fence and the edge of the deck. Well, all it does is catch debris.
Junk. Yeah.
I mean, there's leaves in there. There's weeds in there. There's everything in there. And it's like, why did they do that? Well, they probably just didn't want to spend the extra money to put on, because it's 6 foot by 32 feet is the area that I'm going to fill with deck this here in the next couple weeks, hopefully. And if the weather stays, it'll be quicker than that. But anyway, so that was part of my plan. So as you know, I used to have that kitchen and bath shop over in Ada, and we did a lot of outdoor spaces. I mean, it was something I was passionate about, and we did a lot of them while I was there. And what I want to do is maybe just talk a little bit about how you start a plan. What do you need to consider? Because if you know that your neighbor just put in a brand new outdoor entertainment area, and you're like, now your wife is saying, well, honey, not necessarily keep up with the Joneses, but we got invited over there, and it was really cool. And I'd like something like that in our backyard, too. Where do you start?
Well, I'll get the ugly one out of the way first.
Okay.
Ordinances.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, whether it's a homeowners association or local township, there might be rules about how close to a property line.
Right.
How close to a building. How close to a pool. What the fences got to be. What the fences can't be.
Right.
You better check into that stuff before you start laying out money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point, because this takes as much time planning as it does implementing when you're putting in an outdoor entertainment area. There are a lot of things that you should consider, that being one of them right there. And structures over a certain height off the ground are mandated to have railings. Maybe you don't want a railing on your deck. You know, you just want it free-flowing. Well, you better not build it over 2 feet off the ground, or you're going to have a railing on that deck. And, you know, some people try to scam under and don't pull a building permit. Some things you don't need a building permit for, but other things you certainly do. And, you know, if you're handy, you can probably do most of this stuff yourself, but there's a lot of contractors out there that have all this knowledge and have an understanding of what needs to be done. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about planning your backyard entertainment area. You know, what are your goals, your objectives? You know, what do you have? What do you need? You know, integrating all of that. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.